This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is my monthly show called Conversations with Carol. What does that mean? That means we have no specific topic, even though I love hearing from all of you on the different topics you'd like me to research or to present on a show. Today is just about you and I having conversation, enjoying each other's company, and me picking up your energy, putting it to words, and sharing my medical intuitive skills. So today's all about you. It's all about calls. So if you have a question for me that you would like me to go in and look at energetically and see how that's affecting your health or maybe your relationships or this time that we're in right now energetically, you may be even kind of caught in between some decisions and everything. Energy is very truthful. It reveals a lot of stuff. So there's a whole gamut of ways that I can go in and help by providing some answers to your questions. So if you have a question for me, just dial me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also, of course, international callers, just dial 877-230-3062. And then, of course, your international calling code before that. I just wanted to let you know that I posted on my website, www.ritberger.com, a four-course workshop that I did online called Understanding and Healing Pain. And I really wrote this, first of all, for me because I was dealing with pain for a very long period of time where I had hurt my feet and I couldn't figure out why I was having so many back problems, even though I know that the feet are connected to the knees that are connected to the back, and it goes on and on and on. But the pain that I was in was really what we call idiopathic. It was just jumping all over everywhere and very difficult for me to connect the dots, even though I could see a pattern within my energy field. So I really started looking at the dynamics of pain, really trying to define what it was, the different types of pain, and then also really recognizing that when I got stressed, I was experiencing more pain, or if I ate sugar, I was experiencing more pain, and being excess sugar, then even more pain. And so I started researching the topic and looking for what really is pain. Why does it seem to be very patterned, meaning that we can connect the dots easily, or random or idiopathic? And then what is the connection between pain and stress and pain and the gut? So I ended up doing this four-part course on understanding pain, and then also what can we do to heal it, because pain, messages from the body, if it's repetitive to the brain takes it from like, oh, well, we have a minor problem, to OMG, we have a danger signal. And I was curious what caused that message to start out one way and end another. So what I've done in this course is that I really look at why it's not what hurts, but it's the why it hurts, because it's the whys that help the body in that unhealthy pain cycle. I look at things like uncovering the neurological and psychological roots of pain, why shifting our perception of pain is so critical, and then also why it's so important to really be present in the moment with dealing with pain because of the fear messages, the hormonal changes it triggers in your body, that fight, flight, freeze, and how it's present moment, breathing. We can even use mindfulness. Those are some of the healing tips that I offer. But I really look at pain from the physical, the emotional, the energetic, and then also what we can do to heal it. So it's a very comprehensive course. There are actually four courses. There are four 90-minute audio downloads that are basically the content to some extent, and then each one of the courses has a very extensive workbook that you can use to follow along, and if you miss anything, you can go back and capture it in the workbook and then also capture your notes. So extremely comprehensive. So if you've actually been living with chronic pain or you experience pain that you just can't seem to connect the dots, then what this course can do is it can help you recognize its triggers. It can help you see its patterns. It can help you understand the inflammatory response that causes the pain in the first place. Something that I found out in researching this is pain occurs for three reasons. One, it doesn't get enough blood flow. Second of all, you're not getting enough oxygen to the area that is feeling compromised. And the third thing is that you have the immune system that's involved that's causing an inflammatory reaction. Very comprehensive, as you can tell. And again, like everything, it started with a problem that I had. And then as I got into it, I thought, oh my gosh, this could really be a lot of help for other people. So what you do is just go to my website, www.rickberger.com. On the homepage, you'll see a slide that says Understanding and Healing Pain. Just click on it. You can get more information about the four-part course. And then if you're interested, you can just purchase it online, download it online. And the value of that is that you can listen to it and follow along whenever it's convenient for your schedule. So again, just go to www.rittberger, RittBerger.com. One of the things that I always do for the Conversations with Carol show is that I really, even though I don't have a topic, I just go in and I want to do kind of an energy update so I can share that information with you to help you understand that some of the things you may be experiencing in the indecisiveness or feeling like you're out of control, or maybe I hear all the time that I'm stuck mentally, or even, you know, can this be impacting my body? I always go to the celestial helpers and I say to them, okay, so I'm going to have a show today. What do you want me to share with everyone and what is happening energetically that may be impacting their consciousness and what's going on? Well, the first thing that I heard this morning, it was like, well, I really kind of knew that, is I got this message that they said, boy, Carol, the energy is really funky right now. And it made me laugh. And I thought, well, that certainly explains it, because it is funky. And we've been a few weeks beyond this closure portal that we were in for a longer period of time, that closure portal that started on April 23rd and ended June 2nd. What it was a time for us to go in and really do a lot of spring cleaning in some closets that were there for a long, long time. And I really refer to those as the closets within our psychological coffers that basically come in. And it's the closets we were cleaning were closets that were tied to the conditioning we had starting very, very early on in our life that basically went in and has impacted the way we perceive ourselves, the potential that we can see around ourselves, and then how we live our life. So it was really a big heavy-duty cleaning job and probably a part of our psyche that we've just been looking at and thinking, you know, one of these days I need to get there, but I haven't quite got there. And but the energy was saying, like, okay, it's time to let's just get in and get going on this. So that's what we did. And now we're on the other side of that, and we're standing at the outside of the closet looking in. And it's like, wow, that was really a good job. But now what do I do? That's funky. And that what do I do is the thing that really has us wondering, you know, do I fill it full of stuff? Will it automatically fill itself up? Do I transfer what I have in my other closets to that closet? And the answer right now is no, don't do anything, because so much of our identity is tied up in that conditioning and a lot of the self-perceptions that were created very early on in age that really has influenced what we do, who we are, and what we become. So right now it's just kind of in that funky wait and see type mode. And the tendency is like, woohoo, good, let's go celebrate. And that's great. You can celebrate, but let's not go in and immediately get into that part of ourselves that says, okay, let's fill it with something. So what we're doing right now, I said, okay, well, that explains the funkiness and why I keep hearing so much in my readings with people that are struggling. It's like, you know, Carol, I'm going back and I'm looking at things that happened 4, 5, 10 years ago. And, you know, did I really put this into my agreement with myself and my life chart and what I wanted to do and how I wanted to learn and live my life? Because, you know, a lot of the things were very painful, or it sucked, as some people said. But it really was part of that release work that set in motion this closure that we went through. And I want to tell you that whether you're consciously aware of it or not, you went through it. And when that happens, we go through an identity crisis, and that's where we are. And that's why the celestial helper said, just don't do anything. Don't fill the closet. Don't worry about it. Just let the closet stay empty, because this is a time for us to be able to rethink who we are, to be able to touch that authentic nature, and to be able to fill that closet in that part of us that is really authentic and true, and that inspires us and gives us the courage and the determination and all of the different qualities we need in order to move forward. So the realm that is helping us the most right now in the angelic realm, there's actually different realms in that hierarchy of the heavens, but the angelic realm is the one that is most active right now vibrationally. And it's actually holding the sacred space for us to learn to be comfortable with just not having to do something, not having to control all of the time. This angelic energy is basically telling us and reminding us that we're to be patient with ourselves, that we have a wonderful opportunity to really look at ourselves and get to know ourselves, and that we really, at this point in time, need to show ourselves the same love and tolerance and patience and compassion that we show other people who are struggling at different times of their life. This is literally our time. And one of the things that in this particular order that's active, it said, Carol, this is your life. And I want to tell each of you, it's kind of like that old movie, This Is Your Life. That's where we are right now. It's your life as you want it to be, and not your life as it was conditioned to be. So very, very interesting. I'm going to talk more about the angelic realm and the order and everything, but I've got Vicki on the line, and I want to take Vicki's call. Hi, sweetie. How are you today?
Hey there, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling me.
Sure. Wow, that last statement you made about being who you are and not what you were conditioned to be, that's quite apropos.
It is for all of us. And when I'm looking at my board here, changing career, wow, that's really apropos also, isn't it, honey?
Yes. Well, I've been in a transition for quite a while now, moving out of traditional career to an entrepreneurial career. I've tried several different traditional avenues. And since then, I'd say in the last 4 or 5 years, I've tried different ventures on my own, and nothing is resonating with me. And it's a really, you know, it can be a very confusing time, because I am trying to be really patient while being active and listening to spirit and to myself. So, what do you pick up? Can you?
Well, you know, first of all, is I really think you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain what that means. Not on the right track working for someone else in an environment that doesn't allow your creativity to flow. That seems like that's the most stifled that I'm picking up in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have so much to be able to offer, and you have a unique gift, sweetie, that you can take a problem and you see it so many different ways. And that's a wonderful quality, but it isn't always a quality that's embraced in an environment, even though the environment may say it embraces it. Then the dynamics of the personalities and even that fundamental philosophy of the company may not do that. And so having said that, when I say that in the career that you've touched, the ones that I've found that seem to resonate with you, is it has a lot of that creativity. It has a lot of innovation around it. There's a different way of maybe building the same mousetrap. So the thing right now is that it feels like you're caught in the dilemma of some old conditioning, is that do you just take that risk, that leap of faith, and go on your own? Or do you stay where you are? That's the extreme. Or do you wean yourself off of where you are and then put together a plan and then put together the discipline, which it feels to me like you've done. Is that true?
Yes, exactly. You're picking up everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's just coming in and almost looking at timing. And based on the energy, if I may offer to you that you take the month of July and you take half of August and it'll be much more active in August. And you take and you look at what you're putting together, this plan, and you keep it as a plan with a desire and not try to control it, and let it percolate and let it come forward. And the more clarity that you can get, and then ask the universe for the first, it already feels like you've got a client. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. That client's in a little bit of chaos, aren't they?
Yes.
So actually, sweetie, you're ready for them. They're not ready for you.
Wow, that's a good way of putting it.
But our humanness is, it's like, oh, well, I must not be ready. Something must be really wrong. But no, you're ready. It's like, woohoo, hello, I'm here. You know, you don't want to bug them. You don't want to do the things, but use your creativity. I would encourage you to reach out, within the next 10 days.
Okay.
And, connect with them again a little bit differently. And, I'll see if I can find out what that means. It feels like being creative. It doesn't feel like sending them a email or anything. It's like, I don't know, the first thing that came in is it's like, send them a shoe. And it's like, I want to get my foot in the door or something. Mm-hmm. You've got a beautiful humor about you.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to do something like that, or maybe there's a quote or there's an article or there's something that you just experienced. Use something like that, because that's the connection that started this whole relationship. And then it will help this person also, and it's only one person that's spinning, will help this person say, you know what, I really need to just do this right now, and then it'll take place. It'll refine itself, and my sense is that you've got two other things in the works, and that all three of those will come to fruition. The first one, somewhere really steadily, solidly, about mid-August. We'll see a couple of the other ones coming in September, and then you're ready to go.
Oh, lovely. Yes,
so.
You know, that the timing is great. I've intuitively known that nothing would happen before my birthday, mid-July, and that I needed to take, let July come. I knew you just picked up the timing perfectly, or you've given me the timing that I was searching for.
Well, you know what? And honestly, sweetie, I'd love to say I'm that good, but you are so darn good. You just literally fed me that information.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been told that before.
Yeah, and feeding me the information, it was so clear and easy for me to language, because it was clear in your mind that was the time frame.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You also feel like you've done a very good job setting yourself up to take this step. So it doesn't feel to me like you're going to run hungry, as we say in the business world,
Right. Run
hungry right to begin with. So you can find that it can evolve. But your greatest gift that you bring to people, well, you've got a lot of them, but your greatest one that I'm picking up is your creativity and your imagination.
Yes, that's true. That is very true. Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it's difficult when people are, as my mom used to say, up to their, you know what, and alligators, they can't see what they really need. And they need that creativity and imagination. And that's how you can use that gift of what you have to help them see things differently and to lighten it up. And that's what that person feels like. It just feels like the person is, feels like they're drowning. They're afraid to take a step. They're afraid to move forward, but they know down inside that they've got to do that to make the business go to that next level.
Wow. Wow, that's great. And one of my taglines on my email is a John Muir quote that says, imagination, the power of imagination is infinite. So I know that's very apropos here.
Exactly. And so trust,
yes.
Let it flow. Now, that doesn't mean that you, when I say let it flow, that doesn't, what I'm saying to you is don't control it, just keep it clear, concise, where you want it to go, have that plan, and then allow the law of attraction to use that clarity to be able to bring it forward. You also have a wonderful little angel that just walked in with me, And she's like a little Yoda. She's feminine energy that she's bringing in herself. She's very childlike. She's very wise. She's right now got a ballet tutu on and Vans sneakers. So this is how she rolls. And that's kind of like you. It's kind of like you want to dance and twirl, but you're very practical and you've got Vans sneakers on. So
yes. Oh, I have chills. That's me. Exactly. I do. It's both. I do dance and twirl around, and I do the. And did you say Van sneakers? Like,
absolutely. The Van, V-A-N sneakers.
Yes, I wear those type of shoes too.
Well, there you are. And your little angel came in, and she's just like this cutest little darn thing. It's like, oh, hi, you're so cute. And it's like, oh, watch me. I'm going to spin. I'm going to do the thing. You like my shoes, Carol? So that's what she was doing. How fun was that?
That was so fun. Oh, my goodness. That's what I need to embrace more, this little energy.
You know, it's like she just says, tell her to call me.
I will now. Oh, this is fantastic.
So anyway, lots of fun, lots of lightness around you, sweetie. And I mean, it's all there. It's just timing. That's it.
Yes, timing. It's right. You're right. Divine timing. Carol, thank you. You've just warmed my heart and made me smile inside. And blessings to you and all good things. And thank you for being you and here for me.
Well, and thank you for your angel and for the visual. And, you know, I mean, everything always works in divine timing. I must have needed that as well as you did. So anyway,
good.
Yes, you just have a super day, sweetie.
Okay, Carol, I will. And you too.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Yes. Thank you. Love. Much love.
My pleasure. All right. So the other thing is, remember, this is Conversations with Carol. So get on the phone. Give me a call. 877-230-3062. Let's have some fun, just like Vicki and I did. And, you know, we never know who's going to show up and who's going to help us. That's the way that spirit works. That's the way that your energy works. And you could see just from talking with Vicki how much fun that this really, really can be. So why don't you stay tuned? I'm going to be right back, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this angelic realm and the order that's working with us right now with the energy and taking your calls. I'll be right back, so stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me today, it's a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is I'm taking calls. So if you have a question for me about just about anything, health, relationships, we just had a caller in the first segment on career and the direction and what's going on with this funky energy, whatever it may be, give me a call at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and then, of course, international callers. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted my July reading schedule. So if you've been thinking about having a reading with me, it's a great time to go in, check it out, find out the type of information we can cover in a reading. Also, the cost and all the readings are booked online, first come, first serve basis. It's a perfect time. I'm very, very blessed from the standpoint that the readings book out very quickly. So if it's something you've been thinking about and it just feels like the right time, I would love to spend an hour with you. So again, that's www.ritberger.com. Just click on the home page on the readings tab and click on personal readings, and everything you need is right there. And then also there's a slide that says, has information about reading. So you can find me that way as well. Interesting energy, talked about it being funky. And I also mentioned about the angelic realm being very, very, busy right now in helping us be able to work through this funky time where we feel like we might be in limbo between what we thought we wanted to do and where we're being guided and all the closure that we had. And there are seven orders within the heavens, and the angelic realm is the second order. And there are seven, or second in the order. And there are seven orders, vibrational orders within that angelic realm. And they each have their own job. They each help us in their own way. But the order right now that is being so active in helping us through this time of June, the rest of June, July, August, even into probably mid-September, is called the Cherub or the Putti Order. And these are the, when we think of the cherubs, we think of them almost in human form with wings, which is symbolic of the fact that the Cherub Order is the lowest in vibration of the angelic realm. So it's able to interact with us in our human form. That's why we get that human part of the cherub in our human form, to be able to help us in holding that sacred space that we need in order to develop that patient tolerance, self-love, and compassion for ourselves. And then the wing part is to let us know that we have within us, in that cherub image, the ability to walk and grace this earth and yet still be connected to the higher heavens. And the angelic realms basically are the symbology that we can rise above our human vibration that tends to be very low and keeps us grounded and sometimes stuck mentally, and that we can use that angelic cherub part of who we are, that putti as it's called in Latin, the energy to be able to rise above and move beyond. So the angelic order of the cherub really represents the ability of transcendence to be able to move beyond. Now, this particular realm are not tied to the divine messengers that we associate with the archangels. They're really kind of the overseers of our human evolution. And what they are doing is that they're, again, holding that energy and that sacred space so they can assist us in the times when we're searching to try to find that understanding of the meaning of life. Not so much our purpose in life, but just the meaning of the life. The image of the cherub reminds us of our inner innocence, that creativity, and our desire to be playful. Their energy is one that offers to us to not take life so seriously and to move beyond that sense of responsibility that really locks us into the obligatory part of life, and to be able to override that sense of responsibility so we can find our individuality, that authentic uniqueness, that childlike innocence, that divine aspect of who we are that can see things differently through the creativity and the imagination to be able to rise above and move beyond. The cherub order encourages us to seek the very best in ourselves and to not let our fears and the conditioning and the inadequacies that have been developed over the course of that conditioning to really influence how we act, but more importantly, who we become. They remind us to live our lives in the flow of the divine order of things and not to become so arrogant in our humanness to think that we can actually change the order of that flow to meet our personal needs. There is a divine order vibrationally in the flow of things. When we live our life in sync with that flow, then things flow easily, they manifest effortlessly, and we find ourselves really being able to move beyond those fears and clean those closets that we were doing in this last time frame and do it on a daily basis instead of waiting until it's just basically so full and packed that it's an overwhelming process. So they remind us of that divine order and that we have within us a vibrational frequency that allows us to be in our form and to also be able to connect to our soul in that higher self that's connected to the heavens. They remind us that joy is more precious than gold and that inner peace and self-acceptance are the answers to finding the joy that we're looking for. And this funky energy right now is all about sitting tight, allowing, not trying to push, not trying to control. Find that inner peace. Let yourself be in what your mind may call limbo and it doesn't like it. And just allow yourself to be there and things are just going to unfold in a very, very divine way. And that's what the cherub order reminds us, is that when we allow ourselves to be ourselves, everything flows in the divine order that it is designed, and then all of our work on this earth plane is effortless. So very, very interesting time. What it is, I do want to jump in. I'll talk a little bit more about this, but I do want to come right in and take Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hey, how are you, Carol?
Well, I'm good, honey. How are you?
Good. I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Yes, you are.
I saw you in Eagan when you were here. I'm one of Leela's students.
Very good. Okay, thank you, because that's your energy felt very, very familiar to me, so perfect.
Good, good. Well, my question is, I'm not sure if I have a direct question as much as I feel like I'm doing really, really well, and I wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because you were a little bit sitting on the fence when I saw you.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was this time and the time before. I was had my name in the hat and was saying, don't pick me, don't pick me. So that was me on the fence.
I'm going to give you a metaphor real quick, sweetie. The fence was a picket one. It was very uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Okay, yes, it was.
There's a metaphor. All right. So on track, huh?
Yeah, on track. I feel I'm really on track, and I thought I would touch base with you to see if you saw anything in my aura or inside my physical body that I should address or that I hadn't been paying attention to, although I don't really feel that way. You just never know.
No, it's kind of comes and goes. When I touch your energy, and I'll explain exactly what that means, is that I find you trying to find a rhythm between your first and second chakra, that human survival part, you know, touching it enough, I'm going to be okay, the emotional part of letting go of a lot of the expectations, obligations, responsibilities that you've had with your loved ones and your family and everything. So I find you flowing in that. And then I find you flowing from the fourth chakra up, that ethereal heart, that soul heart, that authentic expression, the intuitiveness, your higher self. So what you're doing right now, sweetie, is I find you just relaxing and flowing between those two different aspects, rather than what you've done before is in that mindset that you had to be either or.
Yes.
And what's occurring is that you're finding your rhythm. It's kind of like in yoga, and some of the movements that you do is that some of those different positions flow just effortlessly effortlessly with your body, mm-hmm. and others it's like you have to think about the position. Are you holding it? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And even that's changing. It's kind of like, okay, I know what it is. I'm going to go into the position. I'm going to let my body tell me what it needs to be. And so you're just getting used to this natural ebb and flow, this natural rhythm that happens. And sometimes it may feel like the old. Sometimes it's exciting like the new. Just know that you're right on track. And just allow your energy, your divineness, to create that rhythm. It's kind of like your heartbeat. Let that ethereal heart be your heartbeat. Definitely. From the standpoint of your yoga, it's really interesting because, and again, I'm somewhat familiar with some of the poses. They're kind of my desires to eventually get there. The poses that cause the blood to rush more to the head, those are really good poses for you right now. I know that sounds crazy, but they are, because what it's doing is it's creating a lot of blood flow, oxygen to the brain itself, and that's going to help you in your painting and in your creativity. So it's going to be like when you get into those different positions, you're going to find yourself like, oh my gosh, I need to get up and I need to capture this. Oh, what a great thing this would be and what a great thing that would be. And that's going to be a very, very beneficial time for you. The only time I find that there may be I'm going to call it a resistance, not a blockage, a resistance in the flow, is when the old pattern comes in and it's based on other people's expectations of you and how you should be and how you should act and when you should do this and when you should do that. It's kind of the coulda, woulda, shoulda part of it.
Yeah.
Then what I find in your third chakra, in that thoracic spine, your mid back, that part that gives you that flexibility from front to back, side to side, the muscles get a little bit tight.
Yeah. Okay.
And what all that's doing is it's just your body is saying to you, oops, you're kind of in an either or. Let's move beyond either or. Take a deep breath, and then you'll find this natural rhythm. And you're becoming so sophisticated, I can pick up energetically with yourself and with even the people you teach students, your students that you teach yoga in particular, is that you can actually feel that rhythm and that heart, that movement with them, almost like a different heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get that little bit of lockdown or tight, it's not much, but enough that you become aware of it. All it is like, oops, I've just done an either or. And just take a deep breath and then let it go. The other thing is, are you going to be teaching painting?
I am taking classes now. I just started with my very first teacher. She's a master painter, I would call her that. And I'm absolutely loving it. So
good.
I don't know if eventually I would be, but I'm loving it right now.
Yeah. Your energy just told me that by nature you're a teacher, and that if don't resist that. If it starts to unfold and people go, you know, Mary, I think that, you know, I noticed that you do this, and, you know, could you teach me that technique? Slowly flow into it like yoga.
Okay.
And then do that. But you're a natural teacher, and I think you're going to be teaching painting.
Oh, that would be fun. See,
would that be fun?
Yeah, it's all fun. That's what my new set in life. I was a stay-at-home mom, and now I get to do other things, and I'm picking things that I just get so much joy out of.
Perfect.
It's
perfect.
Wonderful.
And that's the main thing. And if it starts becoming work, all it is the picket fence. Let's move beyond it.
Ah, okay.
Good job. Good job.
Excellent.
Wow, I can't wait to see what you're going to look like when I see you next time.
Yes, I can't wait for you to come back.
Well, thanks, sweetie. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks so much.
You are welcome.
Care.
My pleasure. What I want to do is I do have another caller, so Pat, please stay on the line. I'm going to get that right there to you. But what I wanted to do is I did want to talk just briefly more about the energy right now and the chakra that is most active right now in our field. Of course, we have seven of them. The lower chakra, the first, second, third, tend to deal more with the physicality of life. Then that third chakra is kind of like a fulcrum on a teeter-totter. It also can swing to the other side. And then we have the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra, which is tied to our higher self. That sixth chakra is very active right now. And that sixth chakra is tied to our imagination, our creativity, and what we define as our intuition. It's really that prefrontal part of the brain that's the newest part of the brain, that is the most active part of the brain in gathering information, coming up with new solutions, new ideas, creativity, and really feeds us a different perspective of what we are picking up in our physical senses and how we see ourselves. So the sixth chakra is really active right now. And what that means is that you may find yourself being really aware of how blue the sky is or the flowers or looking at the faces of flowers and seeing things that maybe you knew were there but you haven't seen in a long time. You may find that that intuition is coming in and giving you those signs like, woohoo, let's go, everything, all is well, or giving you the signs, oops, let's take a deep breath, step back, and let's look at what's going on. Not danger, but let's just look at what's going on. So right now, to be able to allow that rhythm, that ebb and that flow that's so natural in the order of things, in that divine order, to allow ourselves to be in the ebb and the flow and to not find ourselves being controlling on either side, controlling in the physical world or trying to control the intuition, because in reality we can't control either. So very, very interesting. So I will talk a little bit more if I have time, but I do want to talk to Pat right now. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I told the screener that I listened to your show, and the word limbo really hit home with me, because I feel like I'm in a state of limbo, and it comes around moving to a new city, and my husband's job was transitioned away, and I went back to school, and I'm a few months away from becoming a nurse practitioner, but I still feel in tremendous limbo, and it just resonated, and I don't usually call radio shows, but I felt like I needed to.
Well, thank you for doing that. I'm honored that you would feel comfortable enough to do that with me. The first thing when you said that, it took me back to that song, you know, the limbo, how low can you go? And so what it was is the metaphor that came out of that was that where you were and where your husband was, and not your relationship, you feel like you have a very sound friendship between the two of you, but it's like you had been there, done that, and that there was no real sense of being able to move beyond that low, crawling under that bar day after day after day. And it's kind of like you went under and then he went under and you both looked at each other and you go, you know, I want to move this bar back up higher. And then that was the decision done that caused this change to occur. And it feels like it occurred quite rapidly. So in the part of the nurse practitioner, woohoo, very excited about that. And the reason for that is that has a lot of my own perception in it. That is the doctor of the future. That is the medicine of the future. It's going to be the nurse practitioners. It may even be the physician's assistants. But I find that the nurses that move into that way, into that next career part, are really very holistic in how they look at things. They've got a good, solid medical foundation behind them, but they tend by nature to look at the connection. Instead of seeing the hip bone just that, they see that it's connected to everything else. So a wonderful profession, couldn't be better for setting yourself up in the future for the people who are going to really seek out what you bring forward. It's also going to give you the environment to be able to use your ability to connect the dots and that holistic perspective that it feels like you use with yourself and that you and your husband live your life by. So it's going to be one that's going to be very beneficial. The one thing that you may be feeling in kind of that deeper part of you, based on what I'm picking up, is that old pattern. Is medicine really ready? Are you going to be able to find the right place? Will you find yourself surrounded in a clinic or with people or with doctors that are kind of that old traditional thinking? So there's some old patterns that I'm picking up, sweetie, that are bubbling to the surface that are causing a little bit of the questioning. perfect, perfect place for you to be with your education and the direction you're heading. And all this is history. It's that changing of the guard from what was to what can be, and not knowing if you're going to attract a group of people that are going to be of the same philosophical approach where everything's connected as one, and whether holism and healing is truly the desired outcome, or are we just going to continue to cure and put Band-Aids on boo-boos? And right. That's a big thing for you. So there's another thing that came up. Are you looking, when you graduate, to go into an existing clinic, or do you want to find a group of people to create a clinic? There's some ambiguity there, as I'm picking up. Is that true?
Well, you're really good.
No, you're, thank you. I love you for saying that, but you're really good.
Well, that's what's been going back and forth in my head and my heart. My heart says eventually I'll have a clinic, and it'll be a healing space. And when I slow down, and admittedly in school there's no slowing down, but my nature is to be, when I interview for jobs, people say, wow, you're really calm.
Yeah.
So when I slow down, I can connect with people, and they slow down. And sometimes it's very easy to see what's troubling someone, and then I can help them. So I know that the future will involve a clinic of my own, but maybe that's the limbo I feel, is I don't know where I'll fit, because I do need to have a career that pays the bills. And
exactly.
So that's probably what is most difficult for me, is not to have a clear path, even though it can't be clear until the end of August when the paper's granted and I go take the test. It can't be clear. So I do need to rest assured knowing it will come.
It will. And what I picked up as you were talking is that please do consider that the most efficient way for you to enter into this new phase of who you are, meaning your expression of what you already do as a healer, is that please do stay open and consider that it would be worthwhile for you to go into an existing clinic to be able to get a sense of the rhythm of what that clinic would look like, to get a sense of the philosophy of the clinic. And, you know, because I think what you're going to do is you're going to attract a clinic that is going to feel divided. It's going to be very traditional, and it's going to be very open. And I think that being in a clinic like that will give you a sense of the rhythm. So as you look at your clinic, you can decide, do you want it to be more one on the holistic side, or is it really a good thing to have the balance of having the traditional with it as well? And then that's going to give you an idea of the different technicians, physicians that you're going to want to attract. The other thing is it feels like it would also help you get a real sense of what it takes from the standpoint of staffing a clinic, and, you know, all of the things that are required from an insurance standpoint. It's going to give you a real good back door scene of what's going on. And so in the way that you plan things is that you can touch all aspects of a clinic, get a sense of how it functions and how it needs to function to create that calm that you're looking for, that holism that you're looking for. And I think that's a great step. In the meantime, you'll go right into being able to get money and not have to worry about how you're going to call in your patients and how you're going to do this. It can be a great advantage for you to build your practice and to identify, you know, kind of where you want to end up. I keep finding children around you, and I keep finding women around you. And those two areas are really things that are very close and near and dear to your heart. So being maybe in another clinic would give you a chance to get the income, get your feet wet, find out, you know, the ebb and the flow that happens, the traditional, the holistic, and then the type of clients and how do they, or patients, and how do they work with that. So that feels really comfortable when I touch you. And then knowing that the desire and dream ultimately is to have your own clinic, and it will happen, but it's giving you that place where you don't have to look over your shoulder all the time trying to figure out where that next meal is going to come or what's going on.
Well, that's very insightful, and that is where I need to go, and I know that sometimes I'm impatient, and I do need to relax into it, and that'll be the learning part.
Yep, exactly. But you know, there's
enjoy people.
Yes, you do. You do. And the thing is that healer, and you can call it that calming that you have, that healer in you just radiates from you. And, you know, when you get the feedback that, you know, it really does help people and you can see the smiles or you can see the change in them or you can gain such clarity, there is an impatience around it. You know, it's that part that it's like, oh my gosh, I just need to get out there and get going and everything. So very, very good. Also, your husband just entered into the field, your field and everything. Boy, what a support system he is, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a very good man.
Yes, he is. I can hear him in the background. You go, Pat. You go, Pat. You go, Pat. He really is a great cheerleader, a great support, very, very much into that, you know, in helping you. He feels like he's in the transition as well. But, boy, yeah, good team you've got there, sweetie.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
You are welcome, and thank you for honoring me with your presence. Very, very good. So when we're looking at the energy right now, let's look at sixth chakra. Let's make a vow to ourselves that we are going to trust our intuition. What does that mean? Let your heart lead your life. Your mind will come in and it will support what your heart says. I have a very close friend who is a psychologist that reminds me constantly, as being a logical human being that I am, Carol, your emotions trump logic. And your heart overrules your mind all of the time, because the heart speaks the truth and the mind just kind of spins itself sometime trying to find what that truth is. So very, very interesting time. So use that sixth chakra. Do things right now instead of pushing in the direction that you think you should go, using this wonderful time. We have just a few more days in June. July, use this time, that summertime, kind of the laziness of summer, to allow that creativity, to allow that imagination to be able to come forward and to be able to help you and to know that the angelic realm is really there supporting us and that the order of the cherub is there helping us to remember that, you know, life is supposed to be a flow and it isn't supposed to be a swimming upstream. So call on the cherubs. And you can picture them and be able to bring them in your space. And that reminds me very quickly of a story of a young girl that a mother brought to me for a reading when I was actually doing them in person. And this mother was very, very concerned. And so she asked if I could do a reading on her daughter, who was 8 at the time. And I said, yes, but as long as you stay in the room with me, because I needed that connection of the mother to be able to work with the child. And I'm going to call her Jessica. And when Jessica came in, she just kind of walked around my office and she looked at everything and didn't look at me. And I thought, oh my gosh, what does that mean? And started spinning on a little bit. And she walked around. And she turned to me and she had the most beautiful angelic eyes. And she said to me, oh, you like angels. I said, I do. They help me all the time in the work that I do. And she says, you know, I color angels. And I broke out my crayons because I was coloring at the time, piece of paper. And I said, would you color me an angel? And the angel that she drew, actually there were many of them, were cherubs. And the detail of the angels touched my heart so deeply. I had an 8-year-old child that was like Leonardo da Vinci. Every feather showed. And the mother said that she brought her to me because she seemed to have this tic that was developing and she wanted to know about it. And so I was talking to Jessica and all of a sudden she started reaching for the air and kind of reaching and touching things. And I said to her, I said, oh, you're touching them. And she said, I am. Do you see them, Carol? There are all these baby angels that are there, and they like to be touched, and they like to be seen, and they like to feel our vibration. And what I'm doing, and she turned to her mother, and I said, I know you're very concerned, but she said, what I'm doing is they like to be touched just like all of us do, and that's all I'm doing. She said, I don't have anything wrong with me. They're just distracting me, and they just want my attention. And I'll tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the room between the mother and I. Fascinating story. So they're there. You can reach out. You can touch them. You can draw them. You can do whatever it is. But that order of the cherub is there to remind us that what we're doing is we're seeking ourselves and what we're looking to be able to bring authentically forward. I want to end with this close. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Anisius Nin said that. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love to all of you, and blessings.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.